What is the biggest misconception about the worship wars? I've written an article for the latest issues, etc. journal titled Behind the Music, The Real Worship War. You can read it by subscribing to the Issues, etc. journal. Just look for the subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The latest journal also contains Hisham Chihab's article, From Muslim Extremist to Follower of Jesus. Subscribe to the online Issues, etc. journal, issuesetc.org. One of the things that I think hurts us the most nowadays is the unconscious adoption of certain language, especially when it comes to children and life, the unborn, our offspring. We have, and some of it, if you stop and think about it, just downright cold. We can, without even blinking, talk about unwanted children. And it's a category of child, I guess, that we think, well, the parents don't want this child. That makes this child unwanted. Is that true? Joining us to talk about adoption for the next few minutes of Issues, Etc., Dr. James Lamb. He's executive director of Lutherans for Life, based in Nevada, Iowa, and he's author of an article in the latest LifeDate newsletter titled Lookalikes. Dr. Lamb, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
What's the problem with this language that we all have adopted to some degree or another of wanted or unwanted children?
Well, all children are wanted. That's what's wrong with the whole idea of an unwanted child, because it's been used so often as an excuse for abortion, that the child is unwanted or will be unwanted, but it's simply not true. And there are two reasons why it isn't true. The first, of course, is that there's a million plus couples out there at any given time desiring to adopt, and they want those babies. But there's an even greater reason, especially for us as Christians, is that God wants them. God wants to adopt these children to His family through the washing of holy baptism. You know, every child is not only a child that God has created, a child that He has died for on the cross, but it's a child that He wants to call into an eternal relationship with Him. And that's what really raises the whole idea of abortion and so-called unwanted children to a much higher level for us.
Let's talk about those two, let's call them, if we could, kind of the lesser and the greater adoption, the lesser adoption being human adoption, which is not, you know, a small thing at all. But let's talk about that one first, why it is always the preferable choice to abortion.
Yes, absolutely, because it gives a child, first of all, it gives that child life, a continued life, and then it gives that child a family. There's a Dr. Jean Garden, one of the founders of Lutherans for Life. One of her quotes is, there's no such thing as an unwanted child, only an unfound family. And so adoption allows a child to become part of a family.
And the greater adoption, the one that you spoke of just a moment ago, that is the divine adoption. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, the greater adoption is God adopting us into His family, because that's the only way you can get into God's family. By nature, we're spiritual orphans, and we're separated from God by our sinfulness. But God comes to us, and through the blood of Christ, the Holy Spirit working through the power of His Word and baptism, adopts us, and that's the language that the Scripture uses, that He adopts us. But then, remarkably, we're never referred to in the Scripture as adopted children. We're simply referred to as children. And once God adopts us, we are now His children and heirs of eternal life.
Why is it especially for us Christians who are pro-life to keep both of those things in mind when we extol the virtue of human adoption in the face of what is so often presented as the only alternative for a woman who either does not want, I mean, that does happen, or does not believe she can keep her child.
Well, unfortunately, a woman in that situation, the first thing she thinks about more than not is abortion. That's simply because our society has placed that before her as her only choice. And so we need to help them understand that, first of all, it's not their only choice, and that parenting may not be the best in the best interests of that child either, and that adoption can be a loving choice for both the mom and the child. And you know, we've done away with this language of giving your child up for adoption, which points to abandonment, and that's a fear that a lot of these women have. They see adoption as abandoning their child. But we talk now in terms of making an adoption plan for your baby, and that is a better phrase to use because it talks about what adoption is. You can make a plan. You can choose the parents of your child. You can choose Christian parents. You can choose to have that baby baptized. And so we just need to lay that before people, and not just the pregnant mom in that situation, but our fellow Christians out there as well, because adoption is seen by so many in a negative light. And so we need to, based on Scripture and what Scripture says about our adoption and what Scripture says about caring for orphans, to show that it's a very positive thing.
There's a trend now in the church to talk again about mothers and fathers having kids and the negative effects of kind of having the minimum of children or waiting so long to have children. Should the church also be talking, insofar as it can, from the authority of God's word, about human adoption, encouraging Christian parents to do just that? About a minute and a half here.
Okay. Yes, we do need to be talking about that. And as I said, raising adoption up as a positive thing, we just need to counter our culture and what it is teaching us about the negative aspects of adoption. And we have this powerful picture of what God has done for us. And so we can present a view of adoption that is a loving option to pursue. You know, Christ, in order to adopt us, Christ had to be offered as a sacrifice. It was an act of servanthood, what he did for us. And I think we can use that and present earthly adoption in the same way. It is a sacrifice, yes, a difficult one, yes, but a very loving one that so often is best for both the mom and the baby. And our churches need to see that and realize that and then step forward, because adoption is expensive. And to step forward and say, hey, let's have a fundraiser here for this couple that wants to adopt. Let's have a fundraiser to help pay expenses for the birth mom, those kinds of things.
Dr. James Lamb is Executive Director of Lutherans for Life, based in Nevada, Iowa. He's author of an article in the latest LifeDate newsletter titled Lookalikes. You will find a link to Lutherans for Life at our website. Click Listen on Demand, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Lamb, thank you very much for being our guest.
You're welcome.
When we come back, the last half hour of Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, September the 17th, we're going to spend with Jay Richards of the Discovery Institute. We're going to talk about defending traditional marriage. Now, he says that we can learn a lot from kind of basic public square apologetics when it comes to defending and arguing in favor of traditional marriage right there in the public square. We'll find out what he means right after this.
The church's music from the second century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love of a truth.
The sixth century. the 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues, etc. Issues, etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address? LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.